I'd like to go back to the Shaila that was asked Motzei Shabbos. And it's a Shaila that goes through our minds, and even those who don't agree or do agree with what was said Motzei Shabbos before Slichas, but the Kasha is a good Kasha. And the Kasha is a Kasha Betzim, which we have every year. And the Teretz, and this is why I want to get across today, is I'm not here to say a Musa Shmus. I want to get across a Nekuda, which is Betzim HaHashkofa Nekuda, the Halacha Nekuda, which I hold will make a difference in our whole outlook to Rosh Hashanah, what it stands for, what it does, even though Al Pi Rov after Yom Kippur we might look the same. Moshe Lomar Davodema. The emphasis is that Rosh Hashanah, if you take a look at the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, there's such a thing called Malchius. Malchius. We're mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. We make him a melech, and everybody talks about Malchius, Malchius, Shofros, blowing Shofar. Shofar is where we make him the king. And if you look at the davening, you will see that the Rosh Hashanah's davening is bechlal, not like Yom Kippur where you're mevakish, you ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for slicha. We don't talk about averes on Rosh Hashanah. We talk about one thing: the simloich, he should be the king, and everybody should see that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Einad Mulvadoi. All about Malchus. And we don't see anything to do with your own bakoshas, what you want from Rosh Hashanah. Nothing to do with Al Chaitz. There's no vidui in Rosh Hashanah. So Be'etzem Rosh Hashanah is a day where it's a coronation. We make him the king. Okay, very nice. What has that got to do with Tshuva? What has that got to do with us becoming a better person? It's Moshe Lomar Davodema. Let me give you a poshta moshel. President of America. He wants to become president again. So, starts with primaries. And then from the primaries, he starts going around the country on his bus, on his plane, whatever however much money he has to spend. And in every county and every state, he gives his big drushes. The day he becomes president, who gets the top jobs? Who gets the top jobs? The top job, Pashtus, goes to the guys that worked for the last year in the primaries, the guys that worked the last year in making him president, the guys that went around different states with him, the guys that kept pushing that he has to be the president. The loudest voice, and the guy that did the most work of saying that he should become president, becomes vice president, becomes, chief of staff, I don't know what they give over there, whatever, but all the way down the line, besides being personal friends for years before, but mainly Avada, you have to go through Harvard and Yale and all that garbage. But Be'etzem, it's totally on who screamed the loudest he should become president. Who did the most work? Who was mechazik him while he was going through the ups and downs of what it looks like on the average of whether he's going to make it or not? And who kept his drushes, and who made sure that his drushes were positive, and etc., etc., how all these voting goes. And the loudest and the biggest from the group, he gets the vice presidency, he gets the chief of staff, he gets the army, he gets the White House, whatever it is. Rosh Hashanah is coronation. Rosh Hashanah is coronation. We're mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. And we ask that the Ribbono Shel Olam, everybody should be makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam's gadlus. We're making him president. But because on that day he becomes president, he's got jobs to give out. He looks at his world, you made me melech, now I've got a job to do. I've got jobs to do. Every person has a tachlis in this world. Every person has a tachlis in this world. And every person has something to give towards the presidency. So how does he give out the jobs? So he makes a cheshbon. To Yom HaDin, he makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Who is the one that screamed the loudest that he should be king? Who is the one that turned around and said that ein oid mulvada, that it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam? And according to the way he screamed, ein oid mulvada, that's how much siyata d'shmaya I'm going to give him for the next year. So even though Rosh Hashanah is a coronation day, but because it's coronation, and because he became president and became king of the world, it demands that there should be a din. That din is not pshat, that you did something wrong. He wants to see what you did right. He wants to see for the next year, what am I going to give this guy that went out of his way to make me king? What does he deserve from me that I should make him king? Asher al kein, Rosh Hashanah, in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we only talk about the Malchus. Malchus is pshat. There's a melech, and we only want him to show his covered in the world, and there shouldn't be Aveda Zoras, and there shouldn't be Aveda Zoras of whatever Aveda Zora is. Being that we made a melech demands din. Din over here means who gets the jobs. Who's going to make it rich? Who's going to make it through the world? Who's going to have a refor shlema? Who's going to have siyata d'shmaya to shteigos? Everything, everybody gets what he deserves from what he worked for the primaries, what he worked for the voting, how much he went out there and brought other people in to vote. How much it bothered him that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be the melech? How much did it bother you that you should become president? Guy who didn't work anything, he just about put his piece of paper into the ballot. What's come to him? Yeshikoyach. Okay, so Ribbono Shel Olam says Yeshikoyach. Carry on the way you've been going now. You'll stay a loser for the next year. Somebody went out of his way, and he worked hard for the primaries. Then he worked hard for the what's it called, for the voting, and he got other people to vote. And he was. He made the Ribbono Shel Olam a bigger melech. He made him president. Oh, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you work for me, so I owe you something. I got to pay you. Okay. So now I'll give you siyata d'shmaya that you shteigos. I'll make sure your yetzaharas are not that big this year. I'll make it easier for you to be matzliach in business. Are you, you're not feeling well? It's going to disturb you. Making me president? Believing that I'm the melech? Okay, you'll have a refor shlem. That is basically, in a nutshell, what Rosh Hashanah is about. And this is our big mistake. We come along, and Elul is like, we've got to do tshuva. Yeah, we have to do tshuva, but the tshuva is a tshuva of primaries. And it builds up as we go through Elul to a point where it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Oh, today is voting day. Today there's a vacation. Everything's closed. One thing is, v'simlech ato Hashem levadecha. In certain chassidish and mekaymas, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the rebbes used to take hours for Shemoneh Esrei, even though during the year they weren't such long daveners. They came Rosh Hashanah by night. Shemoneh Esrei took them hours. Why? What happened? Because first night is the coronation. That's the coronation. And the coronation demands that I've got to make him melech. I've got to believe that he is the melech of Kol Olam. Once you believe that he's the melech of Kol Olam, automatically the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, you're in my party. The more you are melech, okay, I'll give you siyata d'shmaya in as much as I am a melech. That's what Chazal say, Kamayim Ponim Al Ponim. The same way as the Ribbono, as you make a melech to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives back to you. Now, we have a problem. And there's a big problem over here is that we can talk from time this morgen, from today to tomorrow, about being a melech, and it doesn't really mean anything to us. And it doesn't do anything to us. And we can talk about a melech from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah to the end of Rosh Hashanah, and we'll even take our English machzorim and understand every word we've said. But it doesn't change our anhoga. It doesn't change us that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to look at us and say, okay, you davened well Rosh Hashanah and you made me a melech, therefore I'm giving you chief of staff, I'm going to give you siyata d'shmaya, I'm going to give you this year as much as you demanded for me to be melech. I will give you the siyata d'shmaya and nothing should disturb you. You'll have enough money, you won't have credit cards to pay, you won't have this, you won't have to do anything, just keep on of this madrega keeping me melech, you'll be okay. And yet we say it, we do it all in the kudas right, we come into Rosh Hashanah, we will toivel ourselves, which is a chiv agavrucha, you should be very mak with everybody, should go to the mikvah, it's a chiv kemat before Rosh Hashanah, and we come in taka with the ends kite. That's one of the reasons why in halach it's brought down that you shouldn't smoke on Rosh Hashanah. When you're in coronation, when you're standing in the White House on the stage making him president, nobody takes out a fat cigar, nobody takes out a cigarette. And that's what Yom HaDin is. Besides being Yom HaDin, it's coronation. When you're making him melech, you don't sit out and chill out and have a cigarette. Because a cigarette stands for a certain, I'm relaxing, I need it. We don't think about ourselves in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time where I'm totally involved in making him a melech. And how much I'm involved in making him a melech, that's how much he's going to turn back and tell me what job I have for next year. And that's where tshuva comes in, that's where Elul comes in. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I am to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is back to me. How much we are working on the primaries, Elul is primaries. Elul is the month before we're making him, where we're working on voters to make him the president. And how much we work on making him, that's how much Ribbono Shel Olam doidi li gives back to me. He'll give me a job for next year. But at the end of the day, it's bepiv usfos of chibduni. It's my mouth and my lips. Chibduni, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you machabed me. Of a liboy rochak mimeni. My heart is miles away. Miles away. I'm somewhere else. How does... And the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Pasuk in Yeshaya, if you looked in the last parshas of the klolos, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says over there all the klolos that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. And the Novi says that the klolos are nothing compared to what's going to happen because of one reason. Yan ki bepivu svasav chibduni v'libei rochak mimeni. That you mechabed me. You said the right things. You said the simloich. You said everything right. The heart was miles away. And the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want that you should go to voting because you have a negia, because you got a negia over here to make him king, because just to get through it. He wants you to feel it. He wants you to feel it. Now, versteht sich, in the matzah that we all stand over here, we're miles away from the liboy. We're miles away from the heart feeling it. We're holding by the pivus svasov chibduni. We're holding by the mouth, the lips, Chiduni, when we mechaber the Ribbono Shel Olam, will scream, "Long live the King!" And for the Tkiyah Shofar before the Yom HaDin, where the Vilna Gaon used to be Murdik Basimcha, which is we don't understand, before Tkiyah Shofar. And the truth of the matter is, somebody who's taka holding on that madriga is taka besimcha, that he makes, he's now crowning the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's when your heart is in it. The goyim didn't look at it as a pshat, this is a terrible moment, kiyah shofar, and I better do tshuva. The goyim held that faket, it's a meridik simcha, I'm making him melech. Being a melech demands from me certain things. It demands from me, in order to get a good job next year, that I've got to do tshuva. Now, there's a million and one eitzes. You heard some of them, Motzei Shabbos. We're getting this seder, and if I go around the room, the ones that are still awake, if I go around the room and I ask what was said Motzei Shabbos, or what was said during Elul and Eitzah, how it applies to me, yeah, I got Nisora B'Shas Maisa, can I put it into practice? Shrach. I'm talking from my own experience. A lot of times we hear Gevaldige Shnuz. How many of us put it into practice? How many of us can turn on and say, you know, I actually did something and I changed? That even after Yom Kippur, something did to us. And I want to learn with you a halacha, which I hope this halacha might help to change our whole mindset. And adrabah, this halacha might help us that when we're mechabed and we're mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam, we might be zeicha to a good job. Yeah, I photocopied a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And I want to learn through this halachic Shulchan Aruch. And it's a pashut halacha, that is something so simple that the etzem we could do it. And I hope it can make a meridic difference to our Rosh Hashanah. It's Sif Hei, Kavonos HaBrochos. What Kavonah do I have when I make a Brocha? For those who are makpid to make Brochas, and I hold, if it happens to us once a day or twice a day, that we take this to mind, our whole Rosh Hashanah will be a different Rosh Hashanah. Kavonas HaBrochas. Yichavin B'Brochas Pirush HaMilis. Simen Hei. You got to have Kavonah in the Brochas, the Pirush of the words. Kishiyaskeh Hashem. When you mention the Ribbono Shel Olam's name, Yichavin Kriosai Ba'adnus. When you say Adoy. Right? They say Yiboruch Ato Hashem. When you say Baruch Ato Hashem, so it's written Yud Ke Vav Ke. Now you're not allowed to read it the way it's written. You've got to read it the way we pronounce it. Pirush Kriyose Ba'adnus. The way we read it is Adoy. He's the Adoy Na'ilam. He's the master of the world. Shehu Adoy Na'kel. He's the Odin. He's the master of everything. V'yichaven b'ksivosei. And you've also got to have Kavona the way it's written, even though we don't pronounce it the way it's written. The Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei stands for Hoya Hoyve V'yeh. He was, he will be, and he will always be. Ubas Kira Elakim. And when he mentions Elakim, which is Elakeinu, Yechavin, he should have in mind Shu Takif. He's Takif. That means he's a strong Bala Yecheles. He's the only one that can do everything. He can do everything. Ubala Keiches Kulam, and he is be'etzem the master of all the keiches in this world. He is the master. Takif, he mentions, he should have in mind that he is overpowering. Takif is overpowering. Balay Yecheles, he's the one that can do everything. He's got, there's nothing that he can't do. Balay Koyachas Kulam is that he's the master of any koyach in this world, is all Ratzon Hashem. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. If you take a look down in Mishnah Berurah, in Pirush HaMilas. This is a Merdik in Mishnah Berurah, and I hold this is a Mafteach, this is a key to our Avodah, where we're holding in Rosh Hashanah. First of all, I hold number one. Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi Somid is the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. You've got to put the Ribbono Shel Olam in front of you. When you daven, it says, the Gemara brings down that if a person knows who he's davening to, he's Zeicha LeOlam Haba. So Mafurash Gemara, when you stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you, besides having Pirush HaMilas, you know that you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you understand that he's the Melech Malach HaMlochim, Zeicha LeChaya Olam Haba. That means if we want to be in the front line when the Ribbono Shel Olam comes president, and we want to get a good job for next year, and a good job means that he's going to give us the Siyata Dishmaya that will make it easier for us to become a Oved Hashem, whether it's Refuos, Yeshuos, Akochainen, whatever it is. So we have to be in the front line. How do we come in the front line? By knowing Shivisi Hashem and Nadi Tomi. Now, we're not on the Madrega that all day long we're going to walk around that the Ribbono Shel Olam is here, which is the first Shalach and Shalach and Aruch. The Cholapoch is by Pirush HaMilas. What did he say? Kamosha Amru Chazal. Shlo Yizrek HaBocha Abrocha Mipiv. He shouldn't throw the Brocha from his mouth. Eli Yechavein Be'ez Amira. He should have a Kavona when he says it. V'yivorech Benachas. He should be Mivorech. He should make the Brocha Benachas. Slowly, nicely. When he takes his hands for Amotzi, or he makes a bracha on fruit, a normal mitzvah, which we don't even think twice when we make the bracha, it comes out automatically and we don't even think twice. He should have in mind, he should be mechavin his heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Asher Hifli Chazdei Imoy. That the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hafle V'Fele, means it was a tremendous wonder that he gave me Peiros or Lechem, Lahonais Mehem, he gave me fruit or bread to have an offer from him, V'Sivo Ala Mitzvahs, and he commanded us on the Mitzvahs. V'Lo Yase Ka'odom Ho'oise Dova B'Minog, he shouldn't do it like everybody does it, B'Minog, it's automatically. I'm so used to making a brocha that it comes out, I didn't even think twice. I think twice about it. And he brings out things from his heart, without, but from his mouth, without any machshava, without any thinking about it. And on this thing, the Ribbono Shel Olam gets very angry. And he sent us by the Novi Yishaya of Oma. Yan ki nigash ha'om hazeh befiv usvosov chibduni. You want to know why there's so much sorrows in Klal Yisrael? And the Gemara says, Haflev ofella. It's a pasuk that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Haflev ofella, because in the Klalos it says Pele. And the Novi turned around and said, I'm coming with a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam that when you're in a matzav of nigash ha'om, the people stepped forward and they were oyved Hashem, the people swasul chibduni. They made the bracha. Their lips and their mouths were mechabed me. They gave me honor. The liboy, but the kavon of the heart was rochak mimen, was miles away. The ainot shama, take a look there. Masheherich begoydul ha'onish avuzeh. The tremendous einish from this nekuda. This is a yisoid which I hold. Everybody should take to heart. Once a day, twice a day, when you make a bracha, chazer over the simen hay, yechavim bebrachas, when I say Hashem's name, I should have in mind that He is the Odoin HaKoil. How many times am I going to say Hashem's name on Rosh Hashanah? How many times am I going to say Hashem's name from now till Yom Kippur? If only once or twice a day, We make a bracha with emes of kavanas halev, and we think about it. Baruch, ato, ato is like he's opposite me. You is pshat. He's standing right in front of me. Hashem is Adon Hakol. Hoya hoye veviyeh. He's the master of the Elokeinu. Elokeinu is another kavana. He's the balakeichus kulam. Melech. He's the Melech ha'olam. He's the king of the world. Shahakol. Boro lichvoide. Everything was created lichvoide for his honor. Oshakol niyeh bidvoroi. Everything was created niyeh became bidvoroi through his dibur. And mamlech ribonish leilam. I'm working for him to become a melech. But on the second point, that's my tshuva as well. This is my tshuva. We're not going to turn around in 2 minutes. We're not going to suddenly become tzaddikim. But you know what? Rabbi Shimon will say, but your lev was also there. You set aside 2 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. You set aside that I'll make a brocha once a day. And today we have no excuse. In the old days, you could read, and if you read, you didn't even know what you were saying. Today we have art scroll, we have everything that's possible to help me have kavana. Once a day, twice a day, that when I come into Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to say how many times a day I'm going to say the Shem Hashem, and I don't even know what I'm saying. And here, I'm Beforish HaHalacha. And on this Halacha, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, V'chora Af Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom's anger, because it's B'piv Usfosav Chiduni, your lips, your mouth, you said it right. But your heart was miles away. You didn't even have kavana. You don't know what you were saying. I just throw the paper into the ballot. I don't know who I voted for. I don't know why I'm voting. I don't know if it's going to make a difference to me. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, the president. Doesn't make a difference to you. You just threw the paper in. That's how much siyata dishma I'm going to give you. That's how much of a job you're going to have next year. You'll be a loser as much as you put in. But when I turn around and I say the Ribbono Shel Olam's name, and pshat is I have kavana, and I understand once, twice, three times, everybody lefiyeh madrega, and I work on it, and I keep this in mind, at least when I say a brocha, I say Baruch. What does Baruch mean? Ato, I'm talking to you, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam standing in front of me. And I say Hashem, that Hashem means Adon Hakol, he's the master. And Elokeinu, he has all the koichos. I say that once or twice a day, with kavana, it'll have an effect on me. A, through the schus of the Ma'is HaMitzvah, B, the more kavana I put to being mamlich the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the more siyata dishmaya I'll get, and the more it'll change me down the line. Shivisi Hashem v'negdi somid, says the Goyim, that is the maila of any madriga that the tzaddikim have. V'zu maila kol tzaddikim, says the Goyim, Shivisi Hashem v'negdi somid is where the beginning and the end of all Yiddishkeit. That's where it starts and finishes. Everything else is just a branching off. Midas, Yerushamayim, Torah, Tefillah, whatever you want to say. It's all a branch off from one Midah. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi. So I put the Ribbono Shel Olam in front of me. So each one in his Madrega, how much the Ribbono Shel Olam means to him, he'll have that Yerushamayim. But where do we want to start from? You want to do a Maisa? You want to do something to walk into Yom HaDin? That we have something in our pockets that we should be Zoicha? To get some sort of job for the next year coming, start with Simon Hay. Simon Hay, at least once, twice, three times, each one according to Madriga. At least we should know the translation of what Hashem means when I walk into Rosh Hashanah. I'm being mamlich, I'm going to stand there for half an hour, Shmonesra, and we don't even know what we're saying. Yeah, but he's supposed to become a king. I once had an aura. First night Rosh Hashanah, everybody walks in with a certain seriousness, as much as we can. And we had a Shemone Esrei, and we were mamlech Ribbono Shel Olam, and everybody benches a ksiva, a chesima tova. And this is going back a few years. Could be, it did happen here, I don't know if anybody. And then there's a meal. Now, versteht sich. Everybody gets together around the meal. It's not going to be as serious as a Shemoneh Esrei. And by the time I finish with all the Yerotzins and everybody's minig, it becomes one big joke. And guys came over to me afterwards, and it doesn't have to be big as Yerushalayim, like, what happened? Like, you know, I just lost the touch. You know, I was there, I felt it, and I kind of came in with a serious mode, and you know what, I even came to say that 5 o'clock. And you know what? I'm making a tannis digo on Rosh Hashanah. And you know what? I'm saying my Tehillim. I'm going to finish the whole Sefer Tehillim once or twice through Rosh Hashanah. I was makabel. You know that Rosh Hashanah should be serious. You know what? I'm not even going to smoke on Rosh Hashanah. I really want to do it right. And it comes to a meal, and everybody's staying out, and you just lose it. Avada, shteitzach. We're not even going to the matzah of a joke here and a joke there. But whatever, there's a certain kalas roish. What happened? I thought about it a long time, and I suddenly chapped that you missed the point in Shemoneh Esrei. You missed the point when you said Shema Yisrael the first night of Shemoneh Esrei. You didn't even know what Hashem's name means. Because when you know what it means, and when you've trained yourself to a certain extent, each one on his madrega, what the pirush means, that means your heart will get into it. If Chazal say that on that pasuk, Yan ki nigash ha'om, the people stepped forward, the pivus fasal chiduni, they were machaved me, they did it right. The velibay, their heart was miles away. So when you put in a matzav and your heart is miles away, you're back to square one. The only way we're going to change the velibay, that heart that is miles away from the Rebbeinu Shalom, to have a kesher with the Rebbeinu Shalom, is to keep on writing the same letter. You want to have a kesher with somebody? You chap a shmooze. You write him a letter. You keep in contact. How do we keep in contact with the Rebbeinu Shleila? How does that affect us? How do we bring out the etzem, what we're thinking about doing for 70 years of our life? Once, twice, three times, we start training ourselves. Once a day. In one brocha, we make Hashem, and we have in mind Pirush HaMilas. What it means, and we, for 3 seconds, it goes through our mind. Do you know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam? Do you know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who's the master of everything? There's a Ribbono Shel Olam that we have to give din v'cheshbon, not because we're scared of him, but because we want a good job, and that causes din. The coronation itself is going to cause din, because he'll want to give out jobs, and he'll go around Klal Yisrael and see who is going to be the main person this year who's going to change, who's going to do something for my world, who's going to do something for Kveid Shemayim. That's all the Rebbeinu Shlom is interested. That's what we're going to give them the Chedron on. Did you do something for Kveid Shemayim? Somebody who went out of his way and did something for Kveid Shemayim, he had in mind a brocha. He thanked the Rebbeinu Shlom once a day. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't expect us, boom, we're going to come tzaddikim. If Salanti used to say, it's easier to finish Shas than to change your midah. But there's one way, and this is such a practical mahalach, and it's be'etzem, all it needs is a bit of sima slave. Some, you got to, you know what, once a day, ashiyotu, you know what, perhaps it's too long. Ashahakel, the first brochi, I'll tell you a story of Shach. There was a maisa about, it must have been about 10, 15 years ago, that in every shchuna in Yerushalayim, a younger man was nifta. Every shchuna, I remember in Sanhedrin B'chavad, where I used to live, was a younger man. Within 3 days, he was gone. He got a blood clot, he was gone. Sanhedrin B'chavad, as his Torah, every shchuna in Yerushalayim had a younger man who was left with 8 yisraim and 10 yisraim. And the Oidim got nervous. What's going on over here? Mam was within a few weeks. And they went into Rav Shach. And they asked Rav Shach, what do we do? What we're supposed to do? And Rav Shach said, say Birchas Hamozen in a Siddur, but only the first bracha, the Kavon. And they looked at him and said, Rabbi, you know, we're young lights, you know what I mean? We're guys that are sitting and learning over here. He says, just do that, you'll see a difference. He says, don't take on big kabbalas. As Rosh Yeshiva said the other night, don't take on big kabbalas that it's gonna drop. Birchas Hamazon is a deraisa. Do you know that the halacha Birchas Hamazon has come out like Shmoneh Esrei? It's like a Shmoneh Esrei. Kimat has the same halachas as Shmoneh Esrei, where you're not allowed to make a simon. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Just take the first bracha, said Rav Shach. Have in mind every word from the beginning of the first bracha. He says, you'll stop. Everything will stop. Why? Because you're being mamlich to Ribbono Yisraelim. And the Ribbono Yisraelim turns around and says, they're maki who I am. I am taka the president. You'll get the right job. Misa is death. There can be two kinds of death. There can be a death where the actual guy drops dead, or there can be quality of life is also called dying. And the Ribbono Yisraelim can turn around and say, you know what? He doesn't know who I am, what I am. He's in the Sifron Shel Roshayim, Misa. Misa doesn't mean that you get dropped dead. Haraya? How many people are dropping dead? There are quite a lot. But people make it through. But take a look. Make a din v'cheshbon, each one to his own self. What quality of life did I have in the last year? What quality of life? Was it gishmak? How many times a week was I depressed? How many times a week was I worried about money? How many times a week was I worried about a refuah shleima for a friend, for a mishpacha? Everything that disturbed me from just keeping on moving and steiging. You know why? Since we've been telling you one in the front line. You don't get the job that I'm giving you because you didn't do anything to make me president. I'm not going to give you the job. And that was Rosh Hashanah. But when we walk into Rosh Hashanah and we make a bracha, even a small bracha, we're not holding by Baruchas HaMazon. A shahakel, a one-liner, but just once, twice a day, we make a Shemoneh Esrei. And we just have in mind, you know what, the first three lines of a Shemoneh Esrei, that we know what Baruch HaTor, Hashem, Elokeinu, V'lekei Avoseinu, each word has a pirush, and each word means I'm making the Ribbono Shel Olam a melech. The Ribbono Shel Olam turns around and says, look, He's working for my voting. He's working for me to become president. He deserves a top job. He deserves Siyata Dishmai. He deserves a comfortable life for the next year. I'll give him the gishmak and learning that he so much wants. He doesn't know how to go about it. I'll give him the Siyata Dishmai that he'll make it through. Why? Because you knew who is Melech. We can go through a Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah by night, and it'll go away like that within a meal. Why? Because not once I'm busy thinking about what I've got to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for. It doesn't work that way. We're making a big, big mistake. You can't walk into Rosh Hashanah saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, please give me a good year. It doesn't work that way. You've got to walk into Rosh Hashanah and make him president. When you make him president, he turns around and says, who worked for me? Who did anything for me to become president? When I work out who became president, and he gets chief of staff, he gets a good job, he gets a full shleima. Why? I need him for next year to give me kvod shemayim. He taka worked for it. A small halacha, simon hey, mishnah berurah. Take him to cheshbon, think about it. Nobody has to know what you're doing. And it doesn't have to be a grace of tshuva. And just pirush hamilas al shemoneh esrei, a birchas hamazon, a small shahakel, asher yotza. Where I know who I'm talking to has an effect on me. It'll affect my heart. It'll give me a shtikel Yerushalayim that it'll last. You never know. You keep on training yourself. You have no idea. Besides the schus hamitzvah, you have no idea that when you do a maisa toiv, it affects you later. You might be in a shas nisrein abein hazmanim, but because you are makabel once a day, shem Hashem, you'll be in the sign of a maisa avera, you'll stop. Because you'll suddenly remember, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send you, remember you this morning, you made me melech. You said that I'm the master. You said Elokeinu, that I've got all the koichas. Suddenly you remember there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. What stops us? everybody has some sort of Yerushalayim. The red line that everybody says nobody goes over is that's the, what we call the Yerushalayim that we have naturally. Everybody has that certain amount of Yerushalayim. Nobody's going to turn around in this room and start eating Yom Kippur. Why? He's scared. What's he scared of? What's he scared of? Everything else you can do and you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is like, our chinuch has told us this is a heavy one. That is a natural Yerushalayim that we have. We can build up on it. We can make our own Yerushalayim bigger. Why once a day, twice a day, reminding ourselves, and therefore we will be zeicha, adarava. If we're in the front line, we've got two more days to coronation. Nobody's turning around and telling you start learning 15 hours a day. Nobody's turning around and telling you suddenly you've got to suddenly turn around and be makabal kabbalas that will never keep. It's something, epis. This is a poshada eitzah that we can walk into Yom HaDin, and when we make the coronation, when we say the simleich, you should be melech, ato, you. And we're talking to Hashem. How many people of us, Rosh Hashanah B'nai, is going to know what Hashem means? You, God. What does God mean? But now we know. You took a look in the halacha. God means that He's the Adon, He's the master of everything. He's got all the peiches, He can do everything. He's the master of the universe. We're making the simleich ato Hashem levadecha alone. You have that in mind. We know what it means because I've trained myself for 2 days before. And I'm going to continue making a bracha once a day, twice a day. The Shem Hashem, Ribbono Shel'Olam will give us a job that will give us the Siyata Dishmaya to have taka. Not only a chayim, a shomer chayim, will give us the quality of life.